Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is now 8:10 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do, is sit here with you every Sunday night for 4 hours. All right, Kinsey O'Keefe is joining us tonight. Why? Because Pillsbury United did something quite remarkable. You may have heard about it on April 15th, and I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but let me tell you, I have to talk about this. So even if you know, I want to introduce you to the head of mobilization and narrative strategies for Pillsbury United Communities, Kinsey O'Keefe. How are you, Kinsey?
Hi, it's so great to be with you. I'm doing really well tonight.
You know, when I think of Pillsbury United, I just smile. What you did was remarkable. Let's just give people a reminder of who you are. It's an agency with a 140-year legacy of recognizing and amplifying the assets and aspirations of the communities living in historically underinvested neighborhoods across Minneapolis. And you announced $1 million in scholarship funds raised for the Minneapolis North High School, the class of 2022. You did that at 3 p.m. on Friday, April 15th. I haven't gotten over it yet. I am still smiling, still exciting, telling everybody I know about it. And I'm so grateful that this came to fruition. Tell me how this pearl started.
It is so exciting to talk about. So, yes, it started not that long ago, mid-February. Pillsbury's CEO, Adair Mosley, called me with the idea. And he called me because among lots of different things that I've done with the agency, I used to actually be a teacher at North High School. I taught journalism there as part. And I taught journalism as part of one of my roles with the agency, leading one of our social enterprises. And so he called me to see what I thought of the idea. I thought it was incredible. I mean, I had the reaction that I think most people have had since learning about this, which was, you know, it's amazing. And so we quickly got to work fundraising and planning a big reveal event. And again, it all happened in about 60 days from idea to announcement.
Well, it's quite remarkable because students have such a difficult time, as you well know, getting funds to go to school. As we all know, housing is up. Everything is up. Groceries are up. Everything's up. And them going to school, trying to get the money to go has been so difficult. So offering them, gifting them $10,000 for post-secondary education is quite remarkable. What was the reaction, not just for you, but for those students? Were you there?
Yes. I had the pleasure of being up on stage with Adair, again, our CEO, with a number of community members who are graduates of North High, who we asked to stand with us and speak to the students as part of the reveal. And those folks were Shonda Smith-Baker, Jemez Staples, Houston White, who again just said incredible things to the students, told them how much we love them and believe in them, and just mirrored for them what success could look like for them in the future. And you know, we told them that we're here for them. They've been through a lot. Students all over this country have been through a lot, but students at North High have uniquely been through a lot with COVID and how the pandemic has affected them, with the teacher strike in Minneapolis.
Right.
The death of one of their classmates, Deshaun Hill, recently, and just experiences of both police and community violence. And so, you know, again, we, as Adair likes to say, we really intended this gift to send just a shockwave of hope through the student body. And that is absolutely what it looked like to me standing up on that stage, just immediate shock and excitement. I mean, students, as soon as it was announced, as soon as Adair made the announcement, they jumped out of their seats and were screaming and hugging each other and calling their parents on FaceTime. It was a really special moment to get to be a part of.
So did you go to college yourself?
I did go to college myself, yes.
So you and I both know that it is very difficult to get the money to go to school these days. And that we both know that $10,000 is not nearly what they will need in the 4 years of getting their BA degrees. And I know that I didn't read this before, and I just saw it, that every senior who graduates this year in 2022 will receive up to $10,000, up to $10,000. Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing so far? Are most of the students at North that are graduating this year, this May, are they the ones that are getting the $10,000, or does it vary?
Yeah, so our intention was for every single graduate of North High this year to get that $10,000 if they need that $10,000. So there are about 100 students on track to graduate this year. And we have made clear to them that they can each, as long as they graduate this year, they can use up to $10,000 on any sort of post-secondary education or professional development. So,
and that's including trade schools, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So and other licensures and certificate programs, but also, of course, 4 and 2 year college and university tuition. It's really up to them. And we are already, and will continue to work with the college counselors at North High to make sure that as many students as possible can use as much of the money as possible. Because like you said, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money in many contexts, but it's not a lot of money,
when it comes to tuition, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I know sometimes almost that much money can cost just for your books for the year. It's really quite remarkable. Now, I do know that the students were so excited when they got the news for it. And so was the community, by the way. So was the community. Yeah. I went out that day. I was so excited. And I went to a grocery store, no, two grocery stores, in fact, and just kind of walked around and, you know, was trying to listen. I would run into Black parents, Black grandmothers, and they would all say, "Did you hear what Pillsbury United did?" You know, it was just this overwhelming joy that happened in a moment as soon as we heard about it. This changes their lives, and it also changes the community's lives in the sense that, oh my gosh, someone is giving them a chance, a beginning when it comes to college. Now, is this something that Pillsbury United would ever consider doing again for this same group, or do you go from school to school?
Our hope is that this is the beginning of even bigger and broader support like this for young people, and particularly Black young people, and other young people of color. Right now, we're exploring what our commitment as an organization will look like around this moving forward. We're no strangers to scholarship programs, and this is something, again, we want to continue to do. So again, currently exploring that. And then we're also hoping that our work this year inspires other individuals and organizations to join us so that we can expand the impact and do more for more. And then, you know, most importantly, our hope, and maybe not most importantly, but also importantly, our hope is that policymakers are also inspired, and that action can really be taken at the scale of the challenge that's facing young people when it comes to the cost of post-secondary education. And policymakers are really the ones who are uniquely positioned to do that because they can pull levers to make education more affordable and, you know, to completely reduce and eliminate educational debt on a broader scale. So
and that's
important.
Your
question, we are committed and hope to continue doing things like this in the future.
Now, I do understand that Pillsbury United will hold the funds and remit them directly mm-hmm. to the educational institutions mm-hmm. of students choosing. So that means these students have to get on board now. May is next month, and they have to really move quickly to make their plans come to fruition, right, so that they can use this mm-hmm. money. Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah. So right now, the students are in the process of figuring out their plans. I mean, just from talking to students, some of whom I knew from my journalism class right after the event, I know that many of them already have plans in place and are just kind of putting together the dollars and other logistics. And then others are still working those plans out. And we know that not everyone has a plan yet. And the funds will be available to the students through actually the end of 2023, just to give them some time to figure out how they want to spend that money. But we're hoping that most of the students will deploy their funds right away. And again, we know that many of them have incredible plans and can do just that. So we will hold the money, and then we will, again, work with their counselors, and each student, this might be a little bit too technical, but each student will receive a letter of guarantee from Pillsbury United Communities that they can submit to their educational institution that will then lead their educational institution to bill us, and we will send the funds directly to the institution.
Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, and students don't have to spend the money all in one place. If they, you know, want to do something now and something in 6 months, we're happy to issue two checks. We're working with them.
Let's talk a little bit about career counselors. As you know, there are far too small of a number of those counselors mm-hmm. who are supposed to guide students from ninth grade on mm-hmm. through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. I know I had to do it. All my siblings had to do it. I mean, there were 800 of us that graduated the year I graduated from high school. 800 students. Mm-hmm. And I understand mm-hmm. that North High School has about 100, maybe a little more. And when there comes to counselors, it's integral that you are guided through this process all the way mm-hmm. to the end. So mm-hmm. tell me how you chose the counselors and how is that going with the students?
Yeah, so we if there's, you know, some one thing I know for sure about North High is that that is a building that is filled with adults who love those students and who are constantly going above and beyond to support those students. And we worked right away when we had this idea, we worked with Principal Mari Friesleben to get connected to the right counselors in the building, just to make sure that we were planning well for the announcement and then had all the logistics sort of ready to go as soon as the announcement was made so the students could start taking advantage of those scholarship dollars. We have great relationships with the folks in the building, and we're really confident that they're already providing students with that really kind of one-to-one hands-on support to, you know, help them actualize their dreams after high school. And then we know that, again, just there will be students who don't have everything figured out by the end of the year. And for those students, you know, I'm sure the folks at North High will continue to support them, but we will also make our career and college counselors available to those students, and we'll be proactively reaching out to them come the end of the school year, just to make sure that no one falls through the cracks, and that those students always have an adult who's accessible to them, who can help them navigate this process. Because, like you said, it's complicated, and it deserves support.
Absolutely. My final question for you, you know, in our community, in the Black community, we always say it takes a village, and it took a village of donors to help this bring this to fruition. Tell us about all of those foundations that were a part of it.
Yeah, thank you for asking, because, yeah, we have gotten a lot of credit and we appreciate it at Pilfer United Communities. But this was really a community effort. This took a lot of folks and a lot of institutions. I mean, we are so grateful for them, and grateful for so many things. But really want to just highlight in particular how quickly these folks mobilized to get us the dollars so that we can make this happen for students before the end of the year. And so there were philanthropic foundations and corporate foundations that supported this with big gifts. So those folks were the Margaret A. Cargill Foundation Fund at the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation, the Cargill Foundation, General Mills, the McKnight Foundation, the Minneapolis Foundation, the Minnesota Twins, Target, and the U.S. Bank Foundation as well.
Well, I applaud them all. So grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful. It gives them a start. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and really telling the story of how this all came to be and why, and to touch these students. I just hope you keep in touch with them. They need to know that this is huge. So Kinzie O'Keefe, thank you so much for joining us. Tell every one of those that gave, I said thank you.
Thank you so much, Geraldine. I appreciate you. Thank you for highlighting this on your show.
It's a pleasure, Kinzie. Take care.
You too.
All right. That is the end of this hour, this half hour, and we have a great guest coming up next, so stay tuned. Oh, my goodness. It's been going awfully well for me tonight. I'm learning so much, which I love to do. So thank you so much for your patience, for joining us tonight, for loving me enough to stick and stay. Even when I make mistakes, I love you for it. Thank you so much. I do want to say that we have a great guest coming up, too, at 8:35, right around the corner. And we're going to do some weather for you, too. But Emma Freiber-Sizer is going to join us. She's a college graduate who started a business. You have got to hear about what she has accomplished. So don't lose that one. Don't go away, because that is going to be an awesome conversation. A lot of times young people, especially this particular generation, that's coming up, they are doing great things. They already have amazing ideas. I look at my 9-year-old granddaughter, who's almost 10, and I'm just stunned at what she's able to do and the ideas that she's having. It's just really quite remarkable, and it's all part of who America is. So this is just great news. All right, the weather is going to come up next, so don't leave. Don't go anywhere. I can't wait to be back with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. I tell you, I hear a song I love and I just have to sing along with it. You just heard us talk about getting the money to go to college and how important it was for Pillsbury to do that. It was really quite remarkable what they did. And now we're going to talk to a college student, a college grad. She's about to graduate next month, I believe. And what she had to do to get through this 4 years and how happy she is about it all. Her name is Emma Friebersizer. And college graduation is right around the corner for many students. That means big decisions about job offers and setting a career path. But one soon-to-be Bethel University graduate, whom I just said her name, already has that figured out. She already has it figured out. And that's thanks to a growing business she launched during her years in school. Emma Friebersizer joins us tonight to talk about what it was like to balance school with running a business and to offer advice to students and really anyone about following your dreams. Welcome to Steele Talking, Emma.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you joined us tonight. Tell us about this thriving business of yours.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about La Senda. So I got the idea for this business when I was in high school, and I was teaching Spanish at an elementary school. And I was talking to a parent after class, and they asked me about some summer opportunities. And I said, well, there isn't anything in the summers yet. But then after my fall freshman year, I kind of sat down over winter break and I was brainstorming, and my personality is very like 0 or 100. And this turned out to be an 100 idea. And so I ran with it and I created La Senda. And that following summer, we had 2 Spanish camps. And so we just worked really hard to instill a love for Spanish in these kids. And now it's to a point where it's grown so much. We're going to have about 800 kids this summer over 11 different camps.
Oh my gosh, over 11 different camps. Okay, so yeah. La Senda, what does it mean in Spanish?
It means the path.
The path. Oh my goodness. La Senda Spanish Center, the path. That's awesome. Okay, 800 kids, knowing that you've got all of that now, where's your head at? How do you plan for that for this summer?
Yeah, so I have a really good team helping me. I've gotten to hire a lot of really cool students that work on our team, some of which are my really close friends. And so we've been working all school year long. We have a few school year programs. So I've been managing those as well as getting ready for the summer.
Okay, so tell me when you started the business.
Yeah, so I was in college when I started my freshman year. And then that first year we did 2 camps. I kept studying, obviously, during the school years. I had classes and just had to work my way to find the time. And then this past year, it really, really took off, and we just booked up every single week. And so I kind of had to make the decision of what I was going to do with my future. And so at the time, I was studying biokinetics and looking into the medical field, and I had to choose between grad school and pursuing this business. And so I really just couldn't let go of it. And so I decided that this is what I'd be doing after graduation, but I will still be graduating in a month with a degree in biokinetics and then also Spanish.
You are an awesome girl. Let me tell you something, woman. Oh, honey, you need to go and share some of your genius, honey. Just need to send some folks something. Go, look, you need some. Hey, add this to it, honey. That child will come out great. Okay, so here's the thing. 800 children in itself. That is amazing. And I can imagine the summer camps are really excited that you're coming and that you're bringing this to them. What are you hearing? Are people that know what you do and have heard about you, do you have a wait list happening, or are people still calling?
Yeah, so we actually accept up to 50 or 60 kids per camp. but our wait lists are up to like 40, 45. So we're pretty booked up. We only have, I think, a couple weeks that still have spots, but it's definitely grown a lot more than what we expected to.
Yeah, I love that you're doing summer camps, and these children are going to learn so much from you. And tell me, how does that curriculum look?
Yeah, so we make it all of ourselves, and we just find the most fun. Our goal is for kids to have fun. We don't do any sit-down learning activities. It's purely just for them to find a love for Spanish and to get refreshed. A lot of the kids are from Spanish immersion schools, and
so they
get the learning in the classroom during the school year. And so we just want them to learn, to find a motivation to keep going with Spanish.
That's fantastic. You fell in love with Spanish, the language. When did this happen? When did something happen to you where you went, oh, this is for me? Or have you been speaking it in your home with your parents for years?
Yeah, I actually started in seventh grade. And I just had really good teachers growing up in middle school and high school. And I just really fell in love with it. And then at Bethel, I got to do their Spain trip. So I studied abroad in Segovia, Spain, and my professor there was absolutely incredible. And so I've just had a lot of really good people in my life that have encouraged it and have really helped me grow.
You know, my daughter was, I would say, proficient in Spanish for years and had a chance to go in seventh grade. She went to Spain and toured all through and just loved it. She absolutely loved it. And, you know, I would take her to restaurants where she had to speak Spanish and that sort of thing. Are those things that you hope to do with the children or that you have done with the children already?
A little bit. A lot of our high school counselors, and we have some college-age counselors too, they really get to share that passion for Spanish. So although it is in a very like contained Southwest Metro environment, we try to incorporate a lot of different activities for them and a lot of different ways for them to apply their learning in Spanish, and then also just providing those really good, strong mentors for them too.
Okay, so then let's talk about what else you're going to do when you graduate. What was it that you called it? B something or K?
Biokinetics is the major name, and it's really just a pre-healthcare field.
A pre-healthcare. Well, knowing you, you'll come in and change the whole thing. And people might be pretty excited about that. Really, it's quite remarkable what you've accomplished, Emma. I'm not kidding on that.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful. And so the parents that are on the wait list are probably going to keep calling, you know, asking you, what's the problem? How come we haven't heard from you?
Yeah.
But do you think you'll ever go and just start teaching seventh grade or teaching high school or teaching college to students? Because there are students that go to college that did not learn a language. I'm so grateful that I learned French, some French, but I've lost most of it. If you don't keep speaking it and teaching it or something like that, then you will lose it.
Totally.
So do you think that's in your future as well?
Honestly, probably not. I do love teaching. I teach a few classes right now, but I'm super passionate about leadership. I've had a ton of great mentors for leadership in my life, such as people from my university. The president, Ross Allen, has taught me a lot about leadership. And so I'm very focused on running it as a business right now. But I think that there's definitely opportunities for this business to get involved with a more educational side. But for the summer, I am just super excited for slip and slides and water balloon fights and just hanging out with kids, too.
How about that? And you're at Bethel University finishing your degree. I'm at Luther Seminary in St. Paul getting a degree in leadership and innovation and ministry. So, you know, there's some commonality there. So we have something in common, I should say. So I wish you well
for sure.
That. Is there... I don't know what it's like to grow a business while you're getting a degree. I can do like one thing at a time, it seems. So tell me what it was like for you to grow the business. Did you absolutely know that it would be successful?
Oh, I had no idea. I always tell people that I just kind of stumbled into this. It was a really fun hobby for me, but when I graduate, it'll definitely have to transition into more of a career. And so that will be really fun to explore. But honestly, I have been blown away by people's reactions. I never would have thought that this could have been my career. I never really had it in mind. So it's definitely been a learning process to take all the knowledge that I've gotten from college and apply it to a business side instead of what I thought I was going to school for.
Yeah, I've met students like you, and it's really it's wonderful to be in their company. I'm just curious to know, when you started college and you knew that you loved Spanish, you knew that you loved teaching it to children, did you say to your professors, look, there'll be times I can't be here. I've got to go teach some children, but I'll get all the work done.
Not really. Honestly, since I'm my own boss, I can kind of create my hours. So I've just tried really hard to schedule things around class. And I think I've always been a very motivated student. So, yeah, I think getting both of the things in my life done at the same time it's been a challenge at some point, but I think it's very doable too.
So what's next for you? Biokinetics is what you're going to go into. Are you going to stay? What university?
Yeah, so I'll graduate from Bethel University, and then I'll be done with school for the future as I see it now. And so I'll get to work the whole summer at our camps, and then the school year just working on La Senda and growing the business. My big dream is to have a full-on center that we own. We moved into an office space this spring, which was super, super exciting for us. But I think someday having a facility where we can actually host our camps will be really cool. And I think that'll help our growth a ton. So I'll be working on that this summer and next year.
So you're getting a degree in biokinetics now. And when you finish college, that's it. You're done. You're going to do your business, be successful with it. And that's it. That's where you want this to go. Do you think that you will open several different schools, or, you know, it doesn't even have to be a summer camp. It can be all year round. Would you be interested in that?
I think that I totally would be. I think first we'll start to expand more. We have about 5 locations for our camp that we run things through. And so I love to grow that first, since there's just a really, really big need for that in the area right now. But I think looking at what we can do during the school year would be really fun for the future as well.
Now, I understand that you do quite a bit yourself, and you go and talk to people, and you just say to yourself, I just want to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take action, that sort of thing. Has there ever been a time when you were so down, or when you said to yourself, I'm not sure if I can do it?
With other areas of my life, yes.
Yeah.
Like school, it can be super draining. With La Senda, though, it's just been something that I love so much that I'll, like, bribe myself and say, okay, if I can write this paper for school, I'll let myself work on La Senda stuff for 30 minutes. And so I think just having, like, the passion that I do, it just never gets old to me. And maybe I'm just still young, but I could do it all the time. I love it.
Wow. I don't know how you figured all of this out. I don't know how you knew what the demand was and to go for it, but I am so grateful that you're doing it. You are an example of how it can be done. Even though it was an overload sometimes, maybe, I'm not sure how you did it. You are a go-getter, but I am so grateful that you do it. You know, and I would encourage you to look into speaking. When your business is up and going, I hope that you can find some time to get out on the speaker circuit and encourage young people that may hear your story and say, I can do that too. So I don't know if you've heard about it or if you're already on the speakers list. I'm not sure, but there are some of those organizations and companies here in the great state of Minnesota that are doing well. I encourage you to do that because you have a story that needs to be told. And I appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This has been super fun to chat.
Oh, there she is. It's been super fun to chat.
I'm
thank
here.
You, Emma. Take care of you, okay? All right. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.
All right, everyone. Bye. We are having some technology problems right now, everyone, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. My goodness, we've had some technology problems today, some tech problems. And I tell you, Jonathan, I really appreciate your help. And thank you all for your patience. Coming up next, of course, is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We've got some good stuff happening, you guys. So stay tuned for that. We have 4 guests in the 9 o'clock hour. And yes, tonight. The Mom and Michael Hour will be happening. I know so many of you say, oh, is Michael going to be on again tonight? If Michael, yes, he will be joining me tonight. I'm so excited about that. My son all the way from Los Angeles. So stay tuned for that. And the 10 o'clock hour, which is our final hour. And of course, center stage in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have a good time, you guys. So stay tuned for all of that. By the way, the Tubman event we talked about at 7:20, if you're just now hearing about it, go to tubman.org and they have a great gala coming up, and I am emceeing and singing for them and more. And I am so excited to be a part of Tubman. If you haven't looked into Tubman in a long time, maybe you've heard about them years ago, it is time to revisit who they are and what they are doing. It is amazing the safety that they are making sure of, the hope that they are encouraging for so many others, not just women, but also men. So look them up, find out what they're doing more and more of. I'm so excited about their big event coming up on April 30th. If you got some time, you can either do it online or you can do it in person. Tickets are still available until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day to buy the tickets. All right, again, go to tubman.org. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys very soon. I've got some other things coming up this summer that I hope you can come and support me and support my family and my siblings. I know we've got a brunch at the Dakota that is happening on June 5th. June 5th. So do come and check us out, man. We're going to have a ball. The Steels at the Dakota again. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be a brunch. I'll let you know what time for sure, but I think it's around between 11 and 1. All right. We'll be back, you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It is now 8:55 here at WCCO. My goodness, we've had some technology problems today, some tech problems. And I tell you, Jonathan, I really appreciate your help. And thank you all for your patience. Coming up next, of course, is Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We've got some good stuff happening, you guys. So stay tuned for that. We have four guests in the 9 o'clock hour. And yes, tonight. The Mom and Michael Hour will be happening. I know so many of you say, oh, is Michael going to be on again tonight? If Michael, yes, he will be joining me tonight. I'm so excited about that. My son all the way from Los Angeles. So stay tuned for that. And the 10 o'clock hour, it's just our final hour. And of course, center stage in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have a good time, you guys. So stay tuned for all of that. By the way, the Tubman event we talked about at 7:20, if you're just now hearing about it, go to tubman.org and they have a great gala coming up, and I am emceeing and singing for them and more. And I am so excited to be a part of Tubman. If you haven't looked into Tubman in a long time, maybe you've heard about them years ago, it is time to revisit who they are and what they are doing. It is amazing the safety that they are making sure of, the hope that they are encouraging for so many others, not just women, but also men. So look them up, find out what they're doing more and more of. I'm so excited about their big event coming up on April 30th. If you got some time, you can either do it online or you can do it in person. Tickets are still available until tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day to buy the tickets. All right, again, go to tubman.org. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys very soon. I've got some other things coming up this summer that I hope you can come and support me and support my family and my siblings. I know we've got a brunch at the Dakota that is happening on June 5th. June 5th. So do come and check us out, man. We're going to have a ball, the Steels at the Dakota again. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be a brunch. I'll let you know what time for sure, but I think it's around between 11 and 1. All right. We'll be back, you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.